There we go.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surfin' Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio.
Howdy, 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 y'all. Welcome to Catch a Wave, where the miracles are always found in the timing. We're going to go straight to Wish on Wednesday. And, you know, I'm very passionate about music. So this Wish on Wednesday, I'm going to combine my passion and my contribution, my charitable contribution. I like to do a philanthropic little work each Wednesday for Wish on Wednesday. I believe that when you combine your passion with a contribution, it is a pathway to happiness and success. So this Wednesday, it is about music. It is about the roots of music. And this is a middle school marching band program. And they have a massive effect on the middle school age children and the history and the importance of marching band. And it's just a great, it's called The Roots of Music, and it provides music history, theory, education, as well as performance and ensemble playing. They do instruments, they do round trip transportation, hot meals and accommodations, and they're serving about 100 students at a time for hoping for continuous growth. But all of these kids that are involved in these marching bands in these middle schools, it gives them accountability and a reason to stay in school, and they've also proven it to improve their grade point average and just helps them with a lot of different schools. So I love music. I love music in schools, and I love these programs. And so check it out, The Roots of Music, and that's our Wish on Wednesday. So, Kim, I know you got a lot of inspirational things to chat with us about music, so take it away. What do you got?
Well, I'm really excited about the show today because I've been planning it for a couple weeks, and we've kind of done a few different things instead. So I've kind of been sitting on this, and it's kind of been percolating, and I am kind of excited about it.
So, awesome.
I have three different types of inspirational music. We have the mainstream music that you hear on the radio, you know, the Taylor Swift, the Selena Gomez's, all that kind of stuff. Then I have more of a still mainstream, but not, you know, as hip-hoppy and all that kind of stuff.
Pop, yeah.
And then I have Christian. And you're going to be able to, of course, you know, throw me under the bus with the Christian stuff because I don't know as much about Christian music as you do.
Oh, no.
But I just enjoy music. Music has always been like a big thing for me. So
me
you know,
too.
I just enjoy it, and it's fun for me.
Yep.
It makes me feel good.
Yep.
And I just, you know.
Psychologically, psychologically, music is the most effective thing on your mind and your brain. And the most effective and touching instrument is the is a stringed instrument. It's like violin and cello. So so yes, music is a great tool that we use for a pick-me-up and positivity in our pop, in our place of peace. But yeah, go on, go on. I'm excited to hear what you found out.
Okay, so first off, I want to, you know, kind of go to our root of what we always listened to, and that was just like the pump-up songs. You know, the songs that get you pumped up for your day, whether it's a workout.
Pick me up.
For us when we were playing basketball.
Yeah.
When you're just having a bad day. You know, those kind of songs.
Yep.
So I'm going to go to those first because
yep.
they're fun.
Yes.
They're fun. They're fun.
Yes.
Okay, so. All you guys out there, I'm sure LA Talk Radio was totally tuned in to the Oscars.
Yes.
And on Oscars this year, they had a big surprise.
Yeah.
And that was Eminem. Eminem showed up and sang Lose Yourself. Now, I don't know about you, but when that song starts bumping or whatever you want to say,
thumping,
like, I can't help but reach for that knob and crank it when
and
I'm in
get
my
up and start jumping.
Like, and all of a sudden, this white girl is jamming.
Yep.
And I know I'm a fat old 48-year-old woman that is trapped in a... I got a little 20-year-old trapped in here.
Uh-huh.
I ate her a long time ago, but she's in there.
I love it.
And I love me some Eminem.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the starter of my pump-up song.
Love it.
But, you know, if we want to go a little more retro, we have to go back to We Are the Champions.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
And some Queen.
Hello?
Yeah.
And... We Will Rock You.
Oh, yeah.
Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all those, the Rocky music, Gonna Fly Now, it's completely an instrumental song. But come on, you hear some Rocky, do you not get a little pump?
Well, when I'm in the cryo, I go do cryo. I try to go every day. I try to go 5-6 times a day. So, you know, cryo is where you get in there and freeze your honey buns off and freeze your tail feathers out. And so I do like 3 minutes and 30 seconds in the cryo, and it's like negative 182, I think. So it really helps.
By the way, 3 minutes and 30 seconds feels like 12 years,
okay, but
8 months. In 42 days.
Guess what I listen to? I listen to the Rocky songs, Eye of the Tiger, because I can, like, fight through it. And so anyway, that's my cryo. And then I listen to All I Do Is Win, Win, Can Never Get Enough. And so that's funny. Yeah, the pump-up song. But now I'm going to start listening to Eminem. So that's funny. Go on. I'm excited. This is fun.
Okay. Speaking of another, you know, some songs along that line, Fireworks by Katy Perry.
Absolutely.
Like, you ever listen to that song?
Absolutely. Love
you
it.
You can get on that on the treadmill or the row machine or the elliptical.
Go, go, go.
Or whatever. And you can bust out 4.5 minutes listening to Katy Perry Fireworks.
Yeah.
And you've got your heart rate up. You're getting it done.
And speaking of that, so, I tried really hard. You know, I'm a ballad writer. And so I tried really hard this time while I was in L.A. And I really tried to do some upbeat songs. So I pulled two or three. I've done like 4 songs, and the last 3 have been upbeat. And so when I was back in Texas this week, I did praise and worship at 2 different churches, and we had a blast. And they were like, "Look at you! You're doing some fast paced songs," because typically, you know, in a red dirt country, Oklahoma, Texas panhandle, I'm a ballad writer by nature. But you know, I love it that you're on this topic of pump up songs, because we didn't discuss this, and that's what I've been writing and I'm releasing next month. So yeah. Go on,
okay.
Go on. I can't wait for more.
All right. On that vein of the ballad, there's still some ballads that are inspirational.
Absolutely.
And Coldplay, Fix You, is one of my favorites.
Yes.
Now, it's, again, you know, about 10 years old, but is really good. And it just makes you really introvert, introspective, think about what's going on in your life. Coldplay, Fix You, great, great inspirational song.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Agreed.
I got to say, this next one has a giant asterisk beside it.
Okay.
Because I have a really hard time with it because of the artist that sings it. But I love the song. Again, a ballad. I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly. Now, don't shoot me because it's R. Kelly.
No, because, and let's talk about that. Okay, let's talk about that. So, you know, all of us have fallen short of the glory of God. Ye without sin cast the first stone. So it's like, you know, yes, there's been controversy and some stuff. We'll just say your stuff. around Art Kelly, but we can't deny that he didn't bring a beautiful, inspirational song. And we could go on and on and on with a lot of entertainers and a lot of, I mean, like, let's talk about Elvis. I mean, Elvis, I would hate to think what this world would be without Elvis. I would hate to think what this world would be without Whitney Houston. Both of them tried.
Okay, we're going to cover Whitney Houston in a little bit.
Okay,
I got a whole thing on Whitney Houston.
Yeah, and so it's like, so there's some tragedy and some yucky, just some yucky yuck and some darkness, but, you know, not to dull it down or pass over it, but it's like, okay, let's not talk about the splinter in your eye when I got a plank in mine, and, you know, ye without sin cast the first stone. So I'm kind of like, yeah, there was some controversy, there was some darkness, there was some drama, there was some yuck, there was some stuff around Art Kelly, and moving on in a place of grace, we can't deny that song, I Believe I Can Fly, is not a tremendous, tremendous gift. And I'm going to grab onto the gift, and I'm going to let everything else be ground out before the Lord. That's kind of me. Not ignoring it. That's just me, because it's like, I love Elvis, and Elvis was a tremendous musical inspiration on me from the age of 4, but he kind of had a wild ride. And we also talked about Jimmy Swaggart and Jerry Lee Lewis while I was up leading praise and worship this weekend on Sunday. I was like, you know, so Jerry Lee Lewis was Jimmy Swaggart's first cousin. I believe their mothers were sisters. And so they're in that same era. And one was this fire-breathing, you know, preacher man. And one was this fire-breathing, great balls of fire music man. And so it's like, I think the gist of our conversation was, if you ain't perfect, it don't mean God can't use you. God gonna use you anyway. God gonna use you anyway. And, you know, it's like, Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, how can the light shine out if there's no darkness? It's contrast. And so we talk about that sometimes, you know, we're fix-it kind of people. We want everything to be perfect. And let's face it, life isn't perfect. And there's always going to be that contrast. And so I'm just thankful for the gifts, and, you know, and then we can talk about Michael Jackson. I mean, my God, we grew up on Michael Jackson, and there's so many fabulous.
He's on my list too.
Yeah, so many fabulous songs. Okay, back to you. Back to you.
R. Kelly was, you know, the big asterisk, and then Macklemore, Can't Hold Us. I don't know if you've heard that song in a while. Love, love, love it. I'm going to cover some newer stuff here in a few minutes, but I'm kind of hitting on some of the old stuff and some of the really, really, really old stuff. But Macklemore, Can't Hold Us, is an amazing pump it up song, and I love it. Back to a ballad, Selena Gomez, Killing With Kindness. I love one of the lines in this song. It says, no war in anger was ever won. Put out the fire before the next time you fight. And those words just like really resonated with me. And I feel like they're really important for us to kind of like hit and quit just a second on. It's so true. You're not going to win anything when it's done out of anger. And you've got to squelch that fire before you go into a fight, because you're not going to win, because it's going to cloud you in your judgment and what you're doing. So I just had to mention that, because I really love that line and that song. So that's kind of the, you know, the pump up songs that I have. Next, I'm going to move on to some songs that aren't so hip-hoppy. Okay. I absolutely love Andra Day's song, Rise Up.
And I don't know if you've heard that song or not, but Google it, YouTube it. The video behind that song is so insanely powerful. Like, I bawled my eyes out the first time I saw it. Love that song. And next is Kelly Clarkson's Stronger.
Yes, that's...
Absolutely love that one.
Yes.
And Sarah Bareilles, Brave.
Yes.
This one's kind of out there. Some people might not think of it as much of an inspirational song, but Shakira, Try Everything. It's from a movie soundtrack called Zootopia. Really great inspirational song. Love David Guetta and Sia, Titanium. Now, there's a song that will get you through the treadmill, too. And if you're going to bust out some workouts, that's a great workout song. And Imagine Dragons. Love Imagine Dragons. Great group. I think they're out of Utah, if I believe right. And, of course, my daughter calls me. Hello, Sierra. I have a talk show every Wednesday.
At noon.
From noon to one. But, of course, she's 22 and can't think about anything but herself. I love her. I will say I love her. Next on Imagine Dragons, I'm on top of the world. I mean, by the time you get through with that song, you feel like you can conquer the world. It is just one of those pick me up. You're having a cruddy day and you just want something to just kind of lift your spirit. I'm on top of the world. We'll do it.
Yep.
And go ahead.
No, I just said, yep. I'm agreeing with you. Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then Thunder. Thunder from Imagine Dragons. Another great song. Get you through a workout. Get you pumped up, ready to start your day. That's a song that I'd love to listen to. I know this is so silly. There's certain songs I love to listen to when I'm doing certain things. When I'm cleaning my house, hey, don't doubt the power of a great song when you're just cleaning your house. Like,
yeah.
I can like bust out that 15 minute, like straighten up, pick me up, you know, kind of knock the top layer of dust off of your house. Thunder is like one of those songs.
It's awesome. I was just thumbing through my notes and when you said that I came across trust the vibes you get. The energy you get does not lie. Okay, so that's good. That's funny. That's so funny. No, music is such a pick-me-up. And so back in the day, I mean, I'm talking like, my goodness, like 1979. Remember when we used to make cassette tape recordings of 104 out of OKC, the yeah. Power? Like, and then at night they would have like the best. Like, that's all we had. We couldn't afford to buy 8-track yeah. tapes. And, you know, 8-track tapes were like $13 a piece. And back in like 1977, that was a lot of money. And so, and then besides that, I didn't spend my money on that foolishness. I was buying designer clothes and shoes and so, and makeup. I was like, I'm trying to think what's the magazine we always like to order clothes out of. Spiegel. Oh,
Spiegel.
Spiegel,
oh, yeah.
And Benetton. Back when Hang Ten and Hang Ten and what else was like? Oh, OP, Ocean Pacific.
Oh, OP.
OP.
Yeah, Ocean Pacific. Hello? How yeah. do you not remember that one?
Ocean Pacific, OP, and Hang Ten. Those were like super, super cool designer clothes back. I'm like doing my 80s tell-all here. And then we didn't wear Sperry's. We wore Bass Docksiders and loafers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. yeah. But the thing yep. about it is that, you know, we used to drag Maine. Of course, we used to drag Maine, and a lot of people don't even know what drag Maine means. But but we listened to our 8-track tapes, and like some of the 8-track tapes we had were The Cars, you know, the Cars, and of course, you know, Queen, and the Doobie Brothers. And I know you've got Doobie Brother tickets, which I'm really jealous. So tell me about that. You're going to see the Doobie Brothers.
Well, I'm going to see the Doobie Brothers, part of my Christmas this year, and can't wait. Love Michael McDonald.
Yes.
Like, I mean, come on. Just iconic. And, you know, they started up here in San Francisco, and so NorCal, you know, not a whole lot of NorCal music. Most everything's down in SoCal, but we love our NorCal music, and the Doobie Brothers are just Michael McDonald amazing. So, yeah, I'm really excited about that.
That's so awesome.
Very, very excited.
So favorite things, got lots of favorite things. So one of my favorite things is to do Super Bowl in Vegas. And it's not because, like, I gamble or I'm a big gambler or anything. It's just Super Bowl is a fun thing to do in Vegas. Like, go to a show. A lot of entertainment, as you know, comes into Las Vegas for Super Bowl. So, of course, we went on Spur of the Moment, and we stayed at Favorite Place, Four Seasons. And let me just say, the food at the room service and the spa was next level off the chart. So it was just a very relaxing and restful time. But so we were looking to go to Dionne Warwick. Like, I like to try to go see music venues that possibly aren't going to, like, maybe they're in their final, you know, seasons. You know, like, how long will Dionne Warwick continue to play? So Dionne Warwick was sold out, and I was like, well, good for you, old girl. And I say old girl as a compliment, like, she's a legend. So Dionne Warwick was sold out. Santana was sold out. I actually saw Santana in the lobby. And then let's see who else. Van Morrison was sold out. So we were like, okay, we got to plan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we got to plan better. So anyway, so that, but good for them that they're selling out. And then funny thing, not anything to do with music, but I got to say, ran into Charles Barkley at the Four Seasons, and what a nice guy. Visited, chatted with him. He was so gracious, so chill, so cool. And, you know, we're big basketball fans, and so he looked really good. He had, like, on a jogging suit, and he was just there relaxing and chilling. And so that was fun, but had a really, really good time, and tried to go see some music venues, but they were all sold out. And I'm like, I'm just so happy for him that they're still selling tickets and so got any more music good stuff for us, or should we move on to some more favorite things?
No, I do.
Okay, go on.
I do.
Okay, keep going.
I still haven't gotten through my list.
Keep going.
Of kind of modern day music, not really hip hop.
Okay.
Bruno Mars, Just
yeah.
The Way You Are.
Love.
I can remember when that song came out, I just wanted my daughter to believe that song, that she was perfect just the way she was. You know, society just really screws with kids' minds, and social media and the pressures that they're under to meet this airbrushed, photoshopped world that we live in. And I just wanted her to embrace that song and just know that I believe that she is just perfect the way she is. She doesn't have to be a size zero to be perfect. She doesn't have to have the perfect hair or the flawless skin. Just be a good person.
Yeah. And I, you know, like, I've got a lot of people on my back. They're like, they always want you to be red carpet ready, which takes about 4 hours a day minimum to get red carpet ready. And I'm like, dude, I just come off the beach. I just came out of the water. I just came out of Pilates. And, you know, my gig is the surfing cowgirl. I'm outdoor. I'm a little too tan. I'm a little too blonde. And, like, I'll get red carpet ready when we get on the red carpet. And so it's like, I think it's great for everybody not to look like everybody else. Just go be you, baby. And I'll tell you what's beautiful. Beautiful is confidence. Beautiful is peace. You know, beautiful is intellectual. You know, smart. Smart.
Amen.
Smart is beautiful. Confident is beautiful. At peace is beautiful. Content is beautiful. Positive is beautiful. There's so many facets to beautiful. It's not about a size. It's not about a brand name that you wear in a belt, or it's not a car you drive. I mean, kindness is beautiful. So we have lots Amen. Of different flavors in the recipe for beautiful. Inspirational is beautiful. Humanitarian is beautiful. Philanthropic is beautiful. Faith, hope, love. And we gotta mention Valentine's Day. We gotta mention Valentine's Day. Yeah. And of course, that's like lovey-dovey music. We all love some. I don't know, but I just gotta say it, and my preacher's gonna cringe. But, you know, we used to make, well, I don't know that I made an MO tape or you made an MO tape, but we all know what the MO tape is, don't we? Do we all know what the MO tape is?
No, I never made one of those.
I can't say I made an MO tape, but I think a lot of high school boys out there made some MO tapes, makeout tapes.
Okay, so, I was going to say, I had one made for me.
Well, okay, good. Bonus. Bonus. Okay. And so, you know, it's just funny that we're so old. We had to make our music. We didn't have Downstream. We didn't have iTunes. We didn't have Spotify. We were clicking it.
We have Pandora.
We did not have Pandora. We did not have Alexa. Play some Britney. We did not have that. So we had to wait till a good song came on, and then we pressed record on the cassette tape. We were so, you know, we were trying so hard, and because we didn't have money to buy cassettes.
We listened to the Top 40 Countdown.
You
every
bet we did.
Sunday,
and we made tapes off of Top Casey Kasem. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
On 106.9 out of Hobart.
Yep.
We listened to the Top 40 so we could press record
and make us
and
some good tape.
That the song didn't run out at the end of the tape. Or the tape didn't run out before the song was
And we
over.
Tried to edit the
and
commercials.
And then we had to switch it to the other side.
Yeah, and then we had to edit the commercials. And then, so, it's so funny. And I love what Mark Cuban says on Shark Tank. Mark Cuban of the Mavs. He's had a little bit of success. Billionaire, entrepreneur Mark Cuban. He says, you don't ever want to have any money to work with, because it is the greatest obstacle. It stifles your creativity. And it's really fun to be resourceful and, you know, and just, what is it? Necessity is the mother of invention. And so you're like, you get real, you know, ingenuity. Yeah. So here we are. We're like, got our cassette tapes and we're recording Casey Kasem's Top 40, trying to capture those best songs. And so music is just fun. I mean, you can't not have fun around the topic of music. So continue, please.
Okay. Well, man, I thought I had a lot of stuff.
I know. And you blew. Well, but you did. You're out. You're tapped out, because I've got power positivity.
No,
I wanna,
no.
Oh.
I've got my Christian songs,
okay.
And then I'm tapped out.
Okay, okay,
so
go.
I'm gonna kind of drag this out a little bit because I got a little.
Oh no,
again,
I got
you're
lots
be
of stuff.
Able to blow me out of the
water, yeah,
I
say
the
yeah, no,
thing.
No.
But I do have a few Christian songs to talk about.
Okay.
And the first one I'm going to talk about is "Amazing Grace."
How about it? I wish
okay,
I'd have written
so
that.
I have a little story about "Amazing Grace," and I don't know if I told it before or not, but. It goes back to that beautiful little 22-year-old that just wanted to interrupt my call
while I was on this radio station, is when I was in the hospital after I'd just given birth to her. And she was a fussy baby. She did not come into this world shyly. She has been raising Cain from day one. And so Trent had been doing everything for her. Everything. He had fed her with the tube every feeding. He had changed every diaper. And he was so bonded to her. I hadn't been able to get that bonding time with her. And I finally kicked him and his mom out of the hospital room. I was like, you guys got to get out of here. I've got to spend some time with my daughter before we get kicked out of this hospital. And I have to bond with her. So sure enough, she was doing her cry fussiness that she always does. And I was watching Jay Leno. And Leanne Rimes came on, and she sang Amazing Grace a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
And Sierra stopped mid-cry, and her eyes just turned to the TV. She was mesmerized by that sound.
Leanne Rimes is pretty mesmerizing, I will say that.
From that point on, now I'm no Leanne Rimes. I am here to testify that. But every time she would get fussy, I would just sing Amazing Grace to her.
Yeah.
And she would stop crying.
Oh, that's awesome.
She would just lay her head down and relax. And you could feel her entire body just relax. And I knew at a very young age, that little girl would be very spiritual. And now I'm going to cry.
Well, I said the other day while you gather yourself and regain composure, I said, it's been a while back, but I said, 'twas grace that brought us thus far and grace will lead us home. And I was like, oh, how I would give anything if I had written that line. 'Twas grace that brought us here thus far and grace will lead us home. And I just feel like, you know, we're still, you know, unfortunately, we're still overcoming the butterfly, the rippling effect of those 9 beautiful people that went down in the helicopter a few days ago with Kobe Bryant and his daughter. And, you know, and we're just like, oh, my God, what to do now? What to do now? How to overcome tragedy? And this Sunday, you know, when I was leading praise and worship and trying to give inspirational words, I said, you know, I just got to be honest. I mean, our fairy tales, sometimes they turn into nightmares. And we don't always get to choose everything that happens to us in life. And there's a lot of stuff I didn't choose. There's a lot of stuff that happened in my story that I didn't get to choose. But thank God, thank God, the windshield on my vehicle is a lot bigger than my rearview mirror. I can't do nothing about what's behind me. I absolutely cannot do nothing about yesterday, last month, last year, 10. I can't. So I can only, that wasn't my choice. Not all of those were my choices. And I always say this, and this is kind of harsh. When things haven't gone right, I'm like, okay, big girl, you be living and dying with the choices you've made. You be living and dying with the choices you've made. Well, sometimes you didn't get to choose. And your fairy tale turns into a nightmare. So all you can do is look forward knowing the windshield is 90 times larger than the rearview mirror. Don't look back. Don't look back. Set your faces flint. Square your shoulders. Look up. Keep your eyes on God. Feed your mind with positive thoughts. and keep going and choose. All you can do is choose the next step and the next step and the next step with extreme adaptability and an overcoming spirit as a prisoner of hope. Okay, I'm kicking the ball back to you.
Okay, well, I got to finish the little story about...
Yeah, so Amazing Grace, yes.
So, my little Amazing Grace girl has always been very spiritual. And she has just felt God in her soul her entire life.
Praise God.
And she inspires me 1,000 times more than I've ever inspired
her. Well, hallelujah. And I mean it.
And even in high school, when kids are just bombarded with opportunities to really screw up their life.
Rebel.
When they're too young to understand the consequences of their actions.
And do silly stuff, yeah.
She always had a strong sense of faith and turn to it when making decisions.
See, I call that framed in.
She always has been framed in.
Love it.
And this little girl gave her life to Christ at 7. And many people questioned what she was doing, and she was steadfast in it. And she has stayed steadfast in her faith her whole entire life. Again, going back to 2 days old in the hospital. And so even in high school, when all of her kids are out partying and drinking and all that kind of stuff, making bad choices, she was the DD. She was the designated driver. She went to a party. She had a good time, but she wasn't a drinker. She wasn't into drugs. And she always took care of her friends. And I was always proud of her for that.
Well, thank God for her being framed in by the love of God and the protection of God and having this sensibility to be humble before the Lord and surrendered before the Lord and keeping her eyes on the truth of the Word of God. And you know, none of us came from the most spiritual. I mean, Kim, you and I, we were never forced to go to church. They didn't drag us to church. We went to church because we wanted to. If we wanted to. So it's like, you don't have to have you don't have to be the, you know, you don't have to have this. I mean, I always say Jesus is in the tent. He's not in the tabernacle. You don't necessarily, going to church no more makes you spiritual and connected with God than standing in the garage makes you a car. I mean, really, standing in the garage does not make you a car. And standing in church does not make you connected to God in a spiritual sense. I can go fishing. I can go hiking. And God can speak to me on a level and reach me. And so it's about that relationship. And so, but thank God that that girl of yours has always been framed in and had a spiritual connection and relationship with God. Praise God for that. But I just wanted to make a point. It wasn't because y'all forced it on her. It was something that came about her when she was new, brand new.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
In this song, absolutely. Amazing Grace. Yeah.
Yeah. And it has, like I said, been at birth. So Sunday, I jump in the car. Shouldn't I have been out running errands, and we got home and I needed to run over to a friend's house and drop some stuff off. And I'm backing out of the garage and he comes out and he kind of waves at me to stop. And so I stop, roll down the window, and it's here, and she's on FaceTime, and she's crying. And I'm like, oh my, what's going on, sweetie? And she goes, I'm so excited. Her best friend from high school, who's now in college at Boise State, and she said, Kendra was just baptized this morning.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I said, oh, that's really sweet, Sierra. And she says, no, Mom, listen. I was like, okay, I'm listening. And she said that she always admired my walk with God.
Come on.
And knew that if I could have the walk that I have in my faith in college, that she could too.
Amen.
And she started going to church, went to church revival, and was saved and got baptized this weekend.
Awesome. Awesome. I got to tell you something. I mean, that's so fabulous. Well,
what
it's
better testament?
Perfect. I love it. It said, you know, like they say, don't quit what you're doing. You do not know who you're inspiring in your work, even though it could be very humble beginnings. You never know who's watching you. To the world, you may just be one little person, but to one person, you may be their world. And so, you know, there you go. She was like,
Amen.
Okay, why,
Amen.
You know, this girl was like, okay, why does Sierra have this walk? What? Sierra's got something special. She's got a light. She's got a love. She's got a hope. She's got a faith. And she's an inspiration. And I used to tell my kids, I'd be like,
God given.
And see, and God,
all I can say,
God gives us each that little morsel, and it's what we grab onto and what we hang on to. But favorite things. So I'm leaving. We go over and do Carl's Choices last night, and we go to the cafe called Taste over on Melrose. And right outside of Beverly Hills.
Blinky.
Yeah, and it's funny. I get hysterical every time. Our favorite thing on Carl's Choices that we had last night for dinner was the pokey, the tuna pokey. And it was so – and we sat there and debated on it because, you know, if your fish is not fresh, then it's like – and so we had the pokey, and it was like favorite things. But what I was leading up to is – So I drove my car back. I drove one of our cars back to Texas, and then I flew back because they were experiencing an ice storm. And you and I may fly down in a couple of weeks and drive back, just, you know, go on a road trip and have fun.
Oh, darn.
But, yeah. Anyway, and so, but my driver last night, I love favorite things is Black Car Service and my driver. Oh, do I love Black Car Service and a driver? So I'm kind of kicked back and just
fancy.
Yeah.
You
be being fancy, girl. And so my Black Car Service and my driver, he was driving me and I was just kind of like relaxing and chilling. And we were talking about people doing their job with pride and being awake and alert and being committed and, you know, and so I said, like you. I was like, if you don't do your job, then we're unsafe and other people are on the road are unsafe. And so you have to be awake and alert and on point and take pride in your job. And, you know, and of course my black car SUV, it was clean and they had water and everything in it. But I loved what he said. It's like God spoke to me through the limo driver. He said, talk, preach it, sister. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. I had not heard that in so long. Let your yea be yea and let your nay be nay. And so I want to talk about that for a minute. And it just means like,
I love it.
I had not heard that in forever. That's in the book of Matthew. And it talks about, you know, kind of hit it and quit it. Like, say what you got to say. Yes or no. And anything other than that, you know, is kind of like excessive. And, you know, it's like he that, I think this is Shakespearean, he that protests much shows guilt. You know, so it's like resist evil and strive for what is right. And when someone comes against you and strikes you, turn the other cheek. And if any man sues you for your coat, we'll give him your cloak too. Now, these are difficult things, okay? And who shall ever compel you to go a mile? Go two with him. And he that asks you to borrow, turn him not away. And it says, love your neighbor and love your enemies. And so we're about to be at Valentine's Day, and we're in this spirit of love and hugs and all of that kindness. And it says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them who despitefully use you and persecute you." That's all in Matthew, mm-hmm. in that little paragraph. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. That is what the limo driver says to me last night. And I was like,
Way to go, Matthew.
I'm just like, everywhere I go, if you're awake and you're paying attention, God of Source, creator of the universe, is speaking to you. And then favorite thing someone says to me just in the last couple of days, they were like, this, everything's coming up rainbows. 2020 vision. They're like, you know, Jenny, you've been talking 2020 vision, 2020 goals. You're on LA Talk Radio, Catch a Wave, Miracles in the Timing, Surfing Cowgirl. And got, you know, I hope we get it pressed. I hope we get it pushed out. I've got other songs coming out next month, but hopefully we're going to get finished with 2020 vision, 2020 goals. And they're like, everything's coming up rainbows. And I was like, I love that. I love that you said that. And, you know, and so in Genesis, in the book of Genesis, it talks about the promise of the rainbow. And this is the Lord speaking. And he said, in the clouds I set my rainbow, and it shall be a sign and a covenant between me and the earth. And just remember, between me, God of Source, and you, every living creature of flesh, that the waters shall never flood the earth again. But in the clouds you will look and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on earth. And God speaking to Noah, and he said, this is the sign and the covenant that which I have established between me and you and all the flesh that is on the earth. And so let's talk about Noah, and let's talk about childlike faith. And my kids, when they were in Montessori, they used to sing a little song, and it was like, who built the ark? Noah, Noah, who built the ark? Noah built the ark. And two by two, he brought the animals two by two. And so the rainbow, is. I loved it when they said this simple little thing to me. Keep going, girl. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep trying to inspire despite whatever's coming against you. Just keep going. Keep your eyes on God. Square your shoulders. Set your face to flint and keep going. Because honestly, it is our goal to inspire. We don't want to hinder anybody. And this week at church, and I don't know if they liked it or not, but I said, you know, I just don't know if I like having to pick a side and categorize myself. You know, I'm not red and I'm not blue. Baby, I'm purple. I'm the best of both worlds. Red and blue make the most beautiful purple. And I just want to go in love. I just want to go on the golden way. And so, like, I say it again. We don't all have it together, but together we have it all. And so, you know, we just talked about inspiring and lifting up and encouraging one another. And we're at Valentine's Day. We're just a few days away from Valentine's Day. And so when I've been in here and I've like worked myself into a frazzle cranking out this gospel inspirational, I'm trying to do movie soundtrack music and, you know, and trying to get this book finished, and I've got deadlines, and so we're just cranking, going. But you always want to help. You always want to lift up. You always want to inspire. You don't want to hinder. But also, you know, let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. That's also very direct. It's like an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Like, you know, mm-hmm. do your job, have pride in your job, because other people are depending on you. And so I just thought that. And so I just loved it that just in the last couple of days, people had said, you know, love what y'all are doing on the radio. Keep going. And because of that, I tried to be more awake and be more aware and hear what God of Source and God creator of the universe. And, you know, I always say all roads lead to Rome, baby. And it's important what we say in this music that we're making. And of course, you know, we're working on our production companies. You know, I have independent label Rocket Rango Records. I have independent production company Golden Goose Productions. And so I'm all about drive your own train, baby. Fuel your own train. Drive your own train. Be in control of your destiny. Be the change you want to see. You know, less government, fewer taxes, more local support. I hate to say more local support and control, but it's like more local support. And, you know, talk just a minute about what's going on with Positively Plaster. You've started this Facebook page. You're in Plaster County. It's all about positivity. Any updates? I know it's just growing leaps and bounds, and you've had a lot of success with Positively Plaster.
Yeah, it is going really well. We were wanting to do something in February, and we just couldn't get all of our ducks in a row, really, to kind of launch it the way we wanted to, what we were thinking about doing for February. So we're going to push it out to March, which is fine. Still got some good things going on, and so stay tuned for that, and we'll have some more updates on what we're going to do for our kickoff for March.
Okay, good. So I saw this, I couldn't resist, you know, because I'm always about the pop, the power of positivity, that place of peace, that place of power, that power of pipeline, where the miracles can be found in the timing. But I'm pretty sure this is a Warren Buffett quote, and he was like, focus on the playing field where the work and the game is won. Don't be so focused on the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really, really good. And
very good.
And so, you know, I did a little song, and it's kind of crazy because I do like fun stuff and so it's like do the Buffett. Everybody won't be Warren. And so, like, we try to make little dances to all of our songs, you know. And so we were like, one of our gospel songs, we had the Preacher Man. It's a little dance, and then we're going to have the Preacher Man Challenge, and then we're going to have do the Buffett. So anyway, but I want to do some and just a few positive quotes before we wrap up. But incredible blessings are coming to you and your family, and you will experience surpassing greatness in this next year. So I just loved that. What is coming ahead of you is so much greater than what is gone behind you. So, and I want to say that I've done a lot of studying this past couple of months. Your body just believes what your mind tells it. So it's very, very important that you feed your mind in a positive, positive way. So it's you need to coach your mind, and you need to feed it in a very, very positive, positive way. And so that's why it's so important to stay self-motivated and self-disciplined. And, you know, in what you're disciplining and training your mind. And so there's a huge difference between being interested in something and being committed to something. And, you know, when you're interested, you do it when it's convenient. But when you're committed, you do it because you are expecting results. And I say where that discipline meets that commitment, that's a surrender. Where the discipline meets the surrender of, you know, your ego and your commitment, and you've got that made up mind. That's where some great things. So here it is. Your subconscious mind does not argue with you. Your subconscious mind does not argue with your body. It accepts what your conscious mind decrees. So if you say, I can't afford it, I'm sick, I can't do it, then your body works it out to be true. So you must select a better, more positive thought. You must decree. And so, and actually that scripture, it says, you know, decree such a thing. So it's got to be, I like that. I want that. I can have that. I can do that. I'm going to figure out a way. I'm healed. I'm not sick. I'm, you know, I'm blessed.
I can go at
all. Yeah. So it's just all about positivity and feeding your mind. So, well, we are out of time. I got a shout out to Luxury Consignments on Oaklawn. Scott Quarles there in Oaklawn in Dallas. Got a shout out to Sip to Life, Bamboo, Biodegradable Straws, my little entrepreneurial friend over there. Want y'all to check out Pastor Mark and Jada's book, Hope Beyond Brokenness, on Amazon. If you have not picked up a copy, wonderful, wonderful, magnificent little read. They're out there in Western Oklahoma at Harvest Fellowship Church. Want to shout out to my favorite things near the Yellow Rose City, top of Texas, Amarillo, Texas, over there at the Rack in Canyon. Picked up some awesome clothes and great. Check her out on Instagram, The Rack in Canyon, Texas, West House Design and Denim, and in Amarillo, Texas, Public House. These are my favorite things. And also just got a lot of great feedback going on with my two design projects. I've got an architectural design project going on East 4th in Canyon and then West 82nd and Lubbock. And so got them looking great. But so thanks for everybody. I enjoyed being back in Texas. And Kim, do you have anything you wanted to say in closing?
No, just, we're here for you.
Keep on keeping on.
We're here for you.
That's all I know. Keep on keeping on.
There we go.
Thank you for being with us. I love talk. We're going to gear towards music because we're building up, and I guess we got Valentine's Day coming pretty quick. So happy, happy Valentine's Day. Don't forget all the people that you love and want to lift up in a spirit of love in this Valentine's season. And, get your 2020 vision and your 2020 goals in order. It's your best year now. Catch a wave, because the miracle's
absolutely
in the timing. Adios, y'all.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surfing Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio.